Once Dead Devotion off their 2008 CD, Visions of Hell. I want to thank you all for tuning in to this episode of Warzone Podcast. Of course, this is a direct affiliate to my live broadcast called Warzone Broadcast, which is every Saturday from 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on BlabberJesusRadio.com. Up next, we got some Discern with I Sacrifice off their 2007 CD, To Praise with Persecution. Remember, you're listening to Warzone Podcast.
We'll be right back. Tune in every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Time for The Game It with your host, Metal Fro, featuring various styles of Christian metal, alternative, rock, you name it, he'll play it. So make sure you tune in right here on BlabberJesusRadio.com. Tune in to the Warzone broadcast with your host, Matt, as he features the best in Christian variety metal every Saturday at 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time on BlabberJesusRadio.com.
was Seven Angels, Faceless Man. That's the title track of their 2005 CD. I want to encourage you
not only check out this podcast, but to check out the other great Christian metal podcasts from my friends. Just make sure you check out The Masters Metal and Metal Blessing Radio. Both can be found on Podomatic. Both great shows. Support all three. Now we're going to go into our Bible Chapter of the Week segment. Last week we read 1 John 1. We're going to continue with 1 John, and we're going to read 1 John Chapter 2. So, here we go. My dear children,
I write this to you so that you will not sin.
But if anybody does sin, we have one who speaks to the Father in our defense, Jesus Christ, the Righteous One. He is the atoning sacrifice for our sins, and not only for ours, but also for the sins of the whole world. We know that we have come to know him if we obey his commands. The man who says, I know him, but does not do what he commands, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But if anyone obeys his word, God's love is truly made complete in him. This is how we know we are in him. Whoever claims to live in him must walk as Jesus did. Dear friend, I am not writing you a new command, but an old one, which you have had since the beginning. This old command is the message you have heard. Yet I am writing you a new command. Its truth is seen in him and you, because the darkness is passing and the true light is already shining. Anyone who claims to be in the light but hates his brother is still in the darkness. Whoever loves his brother lives in the light, and there is nothing in him to make him stumble. But whoever hates his brother is in the darkness and walks around in the darkness. He does not know where he is going, because the darkness has blinded him. I write to you, dear children, because your sins have been forgiven on account of his name. I write to you, fathers, because you have known him who is from the beginning. I write to you, young men, because you have overcome the evil one. I write to you, dear children, because you have known the Father. I write to you, fathers, because you have known him who is from the beginning. I write to you, young men, because you are strong, and the word of God lives in you, and you have overcome the evil one. Do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For everything in the world, the craving of the sinful man, the lust of his eyes, and the boasting of what he has and does, comes not from the Father, but from the world. The world and its desires pass away, but the man who does the will of God lives forever. Dear children, this is the last hour, and as you have heard, that the Antichrist is coming. Even now, many Antichrists have come. This is how we know it is the last hour. They went out from us, but now they did not really belong to us. For if they had belonged to us, they would have remained with us. But their going showed that none of them belong to us. But you have an anointing from the Holy One, and all of you know the truth. I do not write to you because you do not know the truth, but because you do know it, and because no lie comes from the truth. Who is the liar? It is the man who denies that Jesus is the Christ. Such a man is the Antichrist. He denies the Father and the Son. No one who denies the Son has the Father. Whoever acknowledges the Son has the Father also. See that you have heard from the beginning remains in you. If it does, you also will remain in the Son and in the Father. And this is what he promised us, even eternal life.
I am writing these things to you about those who are trying to lead you astray. As for you, the anointing you receive from him remains in you, and you do not need anyone to teach you. But as his anointing teaches you about all things, and as that anointing is real, not counterfeit, just as it has taught you, remain in him. And now, dear children, continue in him, so that when he appears, we may be confident and unashamed before him at his coming. If you know that he is righteous, you know that everyone who does what is right has been born of him. Up next, we got some Crimson Moonlight with Eyes of Beauty from their 2003 CD, The Covenant Progress, right here on Warzone Podcast.
Lost.
tune in to Metal Pulse Radio Mondays at 8 p.m. Eastern, Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, and Thursdays at 7 p.m. Eastern between the best in Christian metal and rock, right here on BlabberJesusRadio.com. For the best in Christian old-school variety heavy metal, tune in to Audio Aggression twice a week on Wednesdays and Fridays at 7 p.m. to 12 midnight Eastern Time on BlabberJesusRadio.com.
That was Lux Salutis with I Am Immortal off their 2004 CD, Alea Lacta Est. Now we're going to go ahead and get into our joke of the week here. So here we go. A worker returned from his visit to the doctor and a colleague asked him how he made out. He said, "Not bad. The doctor told me that I have math dyslexia." The other fellow said, "Gee, that sounds bad." And the guy goes, "Actually, the doctor told me not to worry, because 17 out of 5 people have it." Alright, up next, Sleeping Giant, Descending into Hell, off their 2009 CD, Sons of Thunder, right here on Warzone Podcast.
Where is your fire? Let's set your flow! Like an American mystery! Break down the door, smash every window. Two of the orphans escape. What would Jesus do? I think of all the names. You know it's unbiblical. Red Jesus sitting in some black and brown. These people live so violated. They were concerned with such a gentle. Oh my God. Your religion says I fight this war. The hidden millions in our real backyards. These blinded masses. These kids are all alone, waiting for someone. I tell you what's biblical. The master can't accept the captain's feet. And we should be like him. We will worship and pray. Then it's the king to release. I can't see Jesus in this. I lose my trust, it fills my heart with hate. I hear their muffled scream. Their children terrified, got one in front, I can't deny it. I refuse to stand by. Hear the sounds of fear. It's in a sinking, who pay the real price. In the house of fear. Take back every throw away lie. From the house of fear. Live for myself and then I'll say die. In the house of fear. Holy God, where are you in the dark and hidden place? Rocket on sleep with children live as slaves. These are your people, oh God. I'll pray and I'll move. Father, say the word. Cause this is unspeakable. Slithering darkness, they'll bring the light. Live by the morning. The loving God, given the chance to lead a different life. Descending into hell, cause these kids are for sale. We walk into hell, for those locked in a cell. We walk into hell, some kids speak for themselves. We walk into hell, even Jesus himself has walked into hell.
Tune in to the Aussie Hour every Friday at 5 to 9 a.m. Eastern Time and Sundays at 6 to 8 a.m. Eastern Time right here on CleverJesusRadio.com. Tune in every Tuesday and Saturday nights at 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time for the Master's Metal with your host Garrison as he features the best in classic and modern Christian metal right here on FlavorJesusRadio.com.
two horizons, 1 million suns ago, where Pharaoh rules, black magic thrives, effigies with marble eyes. King of all kings, not like one before, he never knew of Joseph's sons.
Rise a hero's kingdom come.
Seasons in, years went by, oppression, forced labor, bleeding hands, blistering our souls. Look for a sign in the pale gray sky. Look for something we might never find. God exists, please tell us why. Must we die in the clutching hands of evil?
This enchanted land.
Massifer with Slaves for Life at the title track of their 2008 CD, which if you can find a copy, I highly recommend it. It's one of my favorite albums. It's an incredible collection of music. Up next, we're going to get into our news article of the week. This story comes from the Associated Press writer from San Francisco. A federal appeals court in San Francisco upheld the use of the words "under God" in the Pledge of Allegiance and "In God We Trust" on U.S. currency, rejecting arguments on Thursday that the phrases violate the separation of church and state. The 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals panel rejected two legal challenges by Sacramento atheist Michael Newdow, who claimed the references to God disrespect his religious beliefs. The pledge is constitutional. Judge Carlos Villa wrote for the majority in the 2-1 ruling, "The Pledge of Allegiance serves to unite our vast nation through the proud recitation of some of the ideals upon which our republic was founded." The same court ruled in Newdow's favor in 2002 after he sued his Dodger school district for having students recite the pledge at school. That lawsuit reached the U.S. Supreme Court in 2004, but the High Court ruled that Newdow lacked the legal standing to file the suit because he didn't have custody of his daughter, on whose behalf he brought the case. So Newdow, who is a doctor and lawyer, filled an identical challenge on behalf of other parents who objected to the recitation of the pledge at school. In 2005, a federal judge in Sacramento decided in Newdow's favor, ruling that the pledge was unconstitutional. "I want to be treated equally," Newdow said when he argued the case before the Ninth Circuit in December 2007. He added that supporters of the phrase want to have their religious views espoused by the government. In a separate 3-0 ruling Thursday, the appeals court upheld the inscription of the national motto, "In God We Trust," on coins and currency, saying that the phrase is ceremonial and patriotic, not religious. Reached on his cell phone, Newdow said he hadn't been aware that the appeals court had ruled against him on Thursday. "Oh man, what a bummer," he said. Newdow said he would comment further after he read the decisions. I think that's pretty ridiculous. I'm definitely against removing "In God We Trust" from the pledge and coins. I think it needs to stay. It's how our country was founded. Anyway, let's go on with the music. Up next, we got X-Tol, Blood Red Cover, off their 2003 CD, Synergy, right here on Warzone Podcast.
Nothing!
One Bad Punk Show with your host Mazzy, as she features the best in punk and hardcore, Tuesday nights at 10 p.m. to 12 midnight Eastern Time on ViperJesusRadio.com. Divine Metal Distro is your premier source for Christian metal on the internet. Low prices and inexpensive shipping is a must in today's economy. We understand this. At Divine Metal Distro, you can always expect to find the newest Christian metal releases from labels such as Open Grave Records, Solon Records, Bombworks, Retroactive, Ulterium, and Face Down Records, and many, many more. New titles in almost daily, as well as specials and weekly sales you can't miss. So please visit us at DivineMetalDistro.com, your online distro for Christian metal and rock.
That's about all the time we have now for our show. We have time for one last song. It's a closing track that I use every week. This is Grave Forsaken, This Day Forth, the title track of their 2009 album.